everyone. Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to improve your English. My name is Rebecca. We are continuing our lesson from yesterday called Do You Doodle? Yesterday we learned that doodling might actually help people concentrate better. Drawing might also help you to think more creatively. Who would have guessed? Well, friends, I have a few questions for you to think about. Here's the first one. What kind of business does Sunny Brown run? And what kind of learning does doodling incorporate? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's get started. Come with me.
Do you doodle? An author named Sunny Brown wrote a book on doodling. She argues that doodling is a tool that can help people think. She admits that people see doodling as doing nothing, but she wants to change that. In fact, she runs a business that helps companies improve organization and planning through doodling. Brown believes doodling is helpful because it incorporates many ways of learning. You learn in four ways: seeing, hearing, reading or writing, and through movement.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 admit 这个动词。Admit 是指承认或招认，注意它的过去式、过去分词和现在分词都要重复字尾的 T 再加上 ED 或 ING。例如 ，Melanie admitted her fear of men is the reason she never dates。Melanie 承认对男性的惧怕是她从来不跟异性交往的原因。Admit 也指招认某种罪行或错误，注意如果要说明承认什么错误的话，要用 to 这个介系词。例如The defendant was sentenced to prison after admitting to all the charges. 这名被告在招认所有罪状后被判入狱服刑。接下来我们看 incorporate 这个动词 ,in 这个字首有进入的意思 ,corpor 这个字根是指团体。所以 incorporate, 进入团体的意思就是指包含或包括。例如 ,this new car incorporates the latest entertainment features.这部新车包含了最新的视听娱乐功能。Incorporate 也指混合，例如 The decor of the hotel incorporates styles from several Asian countries. 这个旅馆的装潢混合了好几个亚洲国家的风格。
Very, very interesting.
What? What's really interesting?
Doodling can help with a lot of things.
Well, yes, we learned that yesterday.
Yes, well, it turns out that doodling can help people think. Rebecca.
Creatively?
Is that why you are so smart?
Because I doodle?
Because you do. Do you doodle?
Do I doodle?
Do you doodle?
Do you know what I actually do, Gabe?
Hmm?
I don't necessarily doodle, but I do cross-stitch.
Ah, yes.
You know cross-stitching?
Yes, I know you like to cross-stitch.
I do. And that actually helps me to focus.
Mm-hmm.
And concentrate. And I know some people think it's really rude, or they think I'm being rude because I'm cross-stitching. But actually, when I'm sitting in a meeting, or if I'm sitting and listening to something and cross-stitching, I actually learn a lot more and remember a lot more than when I just sit there and try to listen.
Huh. Well, that's your hobby. You know what my hobby is, right?
Yes, yours is boom, 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 boom.
That's right.Playing drums. Maybe the next time someone is sharing in a meeting, I should get my drum set out and start playing.
Stop right there, Gabe.
What?
They're not the same. They're not the same. Let's stop right there. They're not the same, Gabe.
Okay.
Anyway, we're talking about doodling and how you brought up a great point that doodling can help you think very well.And our lesson right here talks about an author named Sunny Brown wrote a book on doodling. There is an entire book dedicated to doodling.
Wait, so she wrote a book on doodling? What does that mean, to write on something? Usually I like to write on a desk, right? So I like to take a piece of paper out.
That's so funny, Gabe.
What?
That's great. Of course you like to write on a desk. But our lesson... Oh, no, you're a little confused.
Uh-huh.
This just means that she wrote on a particular topic. She wrote about doodling.
Oh, yes, to write about something. Hey, that reminds me of a riddle, Rebecca.
Oh, I like riddles.
I think it's from Alice in Wonderland. What do a raven and a writing desk have in common? Huh? What do a raven and a writing desk have in common?
Raven, writing desk.
Let's
see. It's a riddle. Mm-hmm. The author wrote on a desk about a raven.
Rebecca, you are a genius.
Yes.
And who was that author?
Pope.
No, not Pope.
Oh.
Not the Pope.
Oh,
Poe.
Poe, yes, it was Poe.
Edgar Allan Poe, yes, a very dark poet. Mm-hmm. He wrote about a raven. It's called The Raven. And the riddle is fun because, of course, if you're writing about something, you're probably writing on something like a desk, right? You're using a desk, you're writing on the desk, you're writing about the raven or about something else.
Well, speaking of the raven and Edgar Allan Poe,
yes.
Who, yes, he is an author, that reminds me of William Shakespeare. William Shakespeare is also a very famous author and playwright, someone who wrote plays, but he wrote many poems on love.
Yes, he did. He wrote on love. You know, speaking of Shakespeare, in college, I wrote a paper on Shakespeare.
Well, he's a great guy to write about.
Yeah, I wrote an essay about Shakespeare. I wrote about other people as well. I enjoyed researching people like that. So, friends, what have you written anything on? Have you written a paper on somebody? Have you written a book on something? Have you read this book on doodling?
Might be a good book to read. Well, let's continue with our lesson. She, referring to Sonny Brown, admits that people see doodling as doing nothing, but she wants to change that. In fact, she runs a business that helps companies improve organization and planning through doodling. Imagine that. Sonny Brown not only wrote a book on doodling, she runs a business helping organizations use doodling.
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Wow.
Yeah, that reminds me of the person from yesterday's part of the lesson that studies doodling. They spend their entire life thinking about doodling and the benefits of doodling. So if you run a business, that means you're operating this business. For example, my friend Liz and Eric, they run a business selling rain boots. It's called Landfer. They're pretty cool. They're great to have when it's raining outside.
As a kid, my brother ran a business walking dogs. Interesting. And, of course, Sonny Brown runs a business helping organizations learn or incorporate doodling in their organization process. She believes that you can learn in four different ways: seeing, hearing, reading, or writing, and through movement. Well, Gabe, I think that you should start incorporating more doodling, too.
Two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, two.
Wait. Let's go to
the Info Cloud.
Two.
That's what I said. Hi, friends. Yesterday, we talked about the words to and so. Ken, would it be okay if we spent one more day on that word to, T-O-O?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay, great. So there's a special formula you've probably heard of for making to connected to behavior. The sentence pattern is to plus adjective plus an infinitive.
You mean like it's too cold to go swimming?
Right. If it's too cold to go swimming, you are saying the extreme cold prohibits swimming.
Okay, that's easy enough.
Good. Now, here's the tricky part. Sometimes the to do something part is not said, but implied.
Do you have an example?
Okay, Say I'm looking at a purse at a store and I say, it's too expensive. I'm implying it's too expensive to buy. So not only is it very expensive, I'm also implying that I'm not going to buy it.
Okay, what about this sentence? English is too difficult.
Oh, that is a good example. If you say English is too difficult, native speakers implicitly hear English is too difficult to learn.
So the person who says this is really saying it's impossible to learn English, and he or she is ready to give up?
Right. Now, friends, learning a language might feel very difficult at times, but don't give up. We're here to make sure it's not too difficult.
我们昨天讨论了 to 跟 so 的差别，今天我们继续来看 to 的另一个特点。当我们用 to 来表示太怎么样而不能够做什么，例如 It's too cold to go swimming， 天气太冷了不能够去游泳。后半句的动作不能去游泳，就算没有说出来，原本的句子已经是带有无法达成的含义。因此外国人只要听到 It's too cold， 就会马上了解你不会去游泳了。同样的，当你说 English is too difficult， 纵使你没有接着讲 to learn，别人听到时会认为你已经放弃学英文了。因此如果你只是在发牢骚抱怨英文很难，但你没有要放弃的意思，最好还是用 so 来表示。 English is so hard， 别人听到了也许会过来鼓励你，甚至帮助你。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 下次再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Okay, I'm going to add a fence. Oh, that looks nice. I have some clouds. Yep, looks great. Oh, hey everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. I was just doing a little bit of doodling. I was waiting for Gabe, and I thought while I was waiting, I would just practice some of the things that we are learning. What are we learning about?Doodling. Now, we've already learned that doodling can actually be very good for you. It can help you think more creatively. And it can actually help you focus more. And friends, we have more to learn about doodling, so let's continue with our next reading. Doodle a little bit more.
Do you doodle?The more ways you use, the better you learn. And when you doodle while listening to a lecture, you use all four. You might think that being good at drawing is important for doodling. But if the point of doodling is to help you think, then it doesn't matter what the picture looks like. Even if you're not an artist, doodling can help you. So next time you need help focusing,Pick up a pen and doodle away.
OK, 继续我们看 lecture 这个名词 L-E-C-T 这个字根有讲、读或说的意思。所以 lecture 是指演讲、讲课或者是讲座。如果要说明是哪一个主题的讲课或讲座，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 Professor Anderson's lectures on art history have always been my favorite. 安德森教授艺术史的讲课一直都是我的最爱。Lecture 也可以指训斥或教训，而且通常都很久。例如 The boy's mother gave him a lecture when she found out that he had been smoking. 这个男孩的妈妈发现他一直都在抽烟的时候，狠狠地骂了他一顿。最后我们看 focus 这个动词， focus 在这里是指专注。例如 you need to focus while operating such complicated machinery. 你在操作这么复杂的大型机器时要专心。如果要说明专注的对象的话，要用 on 这个介系词。例如 stop focusing on your own problems. You need to care for others. 不要再专注在你自己的问题上了，你需要关心别人。Focus 也指调整镜头或眼睛的焦距。例如 I can't focus properly after working on the computer for a long time. 我长时间用电脑工作之后眼睛就没有办法好好对焦。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. I was paying attention and I remember everything you talked about because I was doodling. Okay, let's continue here. The more ways you use, the better you learn. And what ways? Of course, we learned that people learn in four ways: seeing, hearing, reading, or writing, and through movement. So, the better you learn if you use more of these ways. That's why it's important to doodle.
Yep, and our lesson says, and when you doodle while listening to a lecture, you use all four. So, you know, I think what I'm getting from this lesson, from this point on, anytime I go to a lecture, I should pull up my pen, pencil, paper, and do some doodling. What are you doing over there, Gabe? Dancing?
Come on, Rebecca, you learn through movement. So you don't just have to doodle. Maybe you can do something else right now. Maybe you could be dancing while you're listening or watching our show right here. You can learn in many ways. But of course, our lesson is about doodling. It can help you in a lecture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and of course, you might think that being good at drawing is important for doodling. That's what I thought. That's why I don't doodle as often, because I don't think I'm a very good artist.
Oh, well, I think our lesson says otherwise. But if the point of doodling is to help you think, then it doesn't matter what the picture looks like. So, Gabe, it doesn't matter if you're a good artist or not, because the point is just to help you think.
Oh.
What is the point of something? You know, like the point of you watching the show is to learn English. The point of going to class is to...
Yes, the point of going to class should be... Let me ask me that again.
Okay, good. What is the point of going to class?
Ah, the point of going to class is to learn.
Ah, Gabe, I can tell that when you did that movement, it helped you think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's talk about this phrase, the point of something. What does that mean? Gabe, I think you should answer the question since you are moving and I think you're thinking quite well.
Ah, right. Well, the point of something, so for example, everything has a point, right? Everything has a purpose. What is the point of this symbol right here?
Oh, it looks like a game, tic-tac-toe. I put an X there.
Yes, of course, you could put an X or an O, right? No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Mm.
This is a hashtag.
Oh.
Yeah, or it's called a pound symbol, right? Now, for a hashtag is a kind of search. And I was wondering about this for a long time because I don't use hashtags often. I'm not on Instagram or Twitter. And that's where a lot of people use hashtags. If you're looking for something, you can look for something after the hashtag, right? Hashtag sports, for example, and you will find what people have written about sports. That is the point of a hashtag. You got it?
I got it. Well, you know something? I have another example sentence. For me, the point of getting up early is so that I can spend time with Jesus, and then I don't have to rush in the morning.
Oh,
that is the point of getting up early.
Well, for me, the point of getting up early is so that I can go back to bed right away and then sleep for a little while longer before I finally get up for real and come into work.
Well, you know something, Gabe, that reminds me. I used to set my alarm, and the point of setting my alarm earlier, like around 6, was so that I could push the snooze button. And then, you know, 10 minutes later, it goes off, and
then
push the snooze button again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like for an hour, right?
Right.
Okay, good. Yeah, me too.
I'm glad that we established the point of setting the alarm was so that we could push the snooze button just to wake up an hour later.
Yeah, we're wonderful examples. So, the point of doodling. If the point of doodling is to help you think, then it doesn't matter what the picture looks like, which is a good thing. That means my picture yesterday of a bird cat is okay.
Gabe, I think this next sentence is just for you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're not an artist, doodling can help you. Has Gabe written all over that sentence?
Oh, that's good. I know what you mean. Yes. Yes, this sentence is just for me. Doodling can help me. So next time you think or next time you need help focusing, pick up a pen and doodle away. Doodle away. Well, I know what it means to run away.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it means to swim away.
Mm-hmm.
That means you're getting away from something. What does it mean to doodle away?
If you are doodling away, that just means that you are doodling a lot. You're just doodling, 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 doodling. Now, of course, you could replace this word doodle with other verbs. For example, pick up a book and read away. Or you could also say, whenever you have time, you should go outside and just write away.
Ah, okay, so write something.
Mm-hmm.
I love to practice the drums, and sometimes I get carried away. I'm drumming away. And it's good to feel free to just do something away, right? Doodle away. Especially if you need help focusing. Right now it's time for us to focus on a review skit.
So watch away.
I'll watch away, that's good.
So as you can see, this is a very important... What are you doing?
I'm drawing pictures in the margins of my notebook.
Well, stop. I'm teaching, and doodling is a distraction.
Or maybe it's just the opposite.
The opposite?
Yes. Doodling helps me remember the things I hear.
Helps you remember, you say?
Yes. When listening to a message on the phone, I remember more information when I doodle.
Is that so?
Yes. And some have suggested that doodling helps you think creatively.
Oh, well, maybe.
And sometimes I walk away from a problem to draw. And it gives me a fresh perspective. I can figure out the answer more quickly.
Huh, so doodling is a tool that helps people think?
Yes. I admit that many see doodling as doing nothing, but I believe it's helpful. It incorporates many ways of learning. Seeing, hearing, reading, writing, all through movement.
Huh. And that's why you doodle?
Yes. When I listen to your lecture, I'm using all four ways.
Huh. Well, but some people aren't good at drawing.
But it's still helping you think.
True. Well, next time I need help focusing, maybe I'll pick up a pen.
And doodle away.
All right, that's it for doodling. Friends, we will see you in March.
Next time right here on Studio Classroom.